transportation is a huge barrier that keeps students from accessing the benefits of courses. As well as not having a consistent space that they can really call their own and that they can count on. Our program has been very transient over our 9 years of operations, going from barn to barn, meeting different horses and learning from different hosts that have different ways of doing things, and very few that reflect our students' voice and identity. And so having a home base within Detroit that our students can take ownership of, that they can really depend on, and make far more accessible without the same transportation barriers, on top of turning a large piece of vacant land into a community asset, has been Detroit Horsepower's dream all along. And we're so lucky to have found such an ideal match in the Hope Village neighborhood to reactivate the former Paul Robeson school site at Linwood and Finkel as not just an ideal property for horses, but that really fits community goals for what they'd like to see in the neighborhood's future.
So how close with this Kreisky Foundation grant, how close now are you all to breaking ground? So
Detroit Horsepower is making great progress on this capital campaign now with $4.4 million that have been committed to date. We're so grateful for our partners, including at the Kreisky Foundation, that approved a $500,000 grant to help build this new facility. We also have terrific partners at the state of Michigan and philanthropic organizations across our community that believe deeply in expanding access to this unique youth development opportunity and the creative placemaking that horses can provide right in the middle of our city.
And why equestrian? Why are these skills so important, especially for young people to learn?
Yeah, Detroit Horsepower really focuses on the life lessons that horses can teach us, particularly five social-emotional skills we call the PERKS traits: perseverance, empathy, responsible risk-taking, confidence, and self-control. We love all the amazing things we get to do with horses, riding and caring for them. They can take us to amazing places, but our program is really all about how horses make us better people and set kids up for success in school and in life. Those kinds of life-changing, enriching opportunities are traditionally reserved to the most privileged in our society. So Detroit Horsepower is committed to breaking down the barriers, both in terms of geography, you know, making this accessible, and financially. All our programs are free for Detroit residents so that kids in our city can benefit from the amazing opportunities that horses can provide.
And also I wanted to touch on the fact that you were a former teacher and you are still a teacher in a sense, because you've just moved from the classroom into the barn or into the stables or on the ranch, you know, wherever you are. If you could get into the idea of you now being a teacher in the field, I guess you can say.
Yeah, the motivation that led me to become a teacher at Burns all those years ago is the same motivation that drives me to the work we do with Detroit Horsepower, expanding opportunities and building valuable skills for young people in Detroit. I think what's different now is that certainly our dedicated staff are phenomenal teachers and mentors for the youth in our programs, and you layer on that horses are also teachers for young people who participate with us, teaching really valuable life lessons and helping them learn and grow into the phenomenal young leaders that they're becoming. So we're really excited about what the future holds as horses play a larger part in Detroit's future.
And when we think about where we are right now, if you could just give a little background for folks who may not understand. You talked a little bit about it, of course, transportation, but you're busing and you're transporting the kids a pretty far way.
Detroit Horsepower provides the transportation so that students can access these enriching opportunities. We pick students up at their homes. We pick up all the kids, sometimes all across the city, and then we drive really far distances outside Detroit to barns that let us use their space and their horses. This summer, we spent time at barns in White Lake, Saline, Davisburg, Holly, and Plymouth. And we have an amazing day together learning with horses. And then we drive home, which can be a really far drive. And then we have to drop each individual student back off at their homes. So it is a full commitment. Our students are really dedicated to spend a lot of time And the expense that we take on as an organization to make sure that we can get out and back to experience these opportunities with horses. We are really looking forward to making this Detroit facility a reality.
How can parents or prospective guardians get into the waiting pool?
Yeah, the opportunities to sign up for our program are, you can visit our website and reach out either directly to me or to members of our team to sign up for our waiting list. We do our best each summer to get as many students off the waiting list as we possibly can. And students who participate in our summer camp are eligible to apply for our year-round after-school program that goes much deeper with horses and the life lessons they teach us. So we'd love to hear from families that are currently interested in summer 2024, knowing that our real increases will come in 2025 when we open the new facility. Road, I'm gone. Ride
till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Riding on a tractor. Lean all in my blood. On my baby, you can go and ask it. My life is a movie, bull riding in boobies, cowboy hat from Gucci, Wrangler on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't. Town, living like a rock star, spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras, riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got no stress, I've been through all